Transporting Wheat, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Rob Rich is with Shaver Transportation Company, a tug and barge line out of Portland, Oregon, and he compared transporting wheat via barge versus rail or truck.
The best way to look at that is in a ton-mile comparison. The Texas Transportation Institute and MARAD, the Marine Administration of the United States, had a study done several years ago. The amount of diesel that it takes to move a ton of cargo in trucking has made an incredible increase in the last 10 years. You can go 149 miles on a gallon of diesel to move a ton of cargo. Rail is really pretty incredible. Rail is 413 miles on a gallon of diesel to move a ton of cargo. Inland barging is 576. So when it comes to the most economical, when it comes to the lowest carbon footprint, when it comes to the least amount of fossil fuel utilized, nothing can compare to barging. Barging is only effective where we have navigation. And so we also have a very integrated system here. Our system of wheat transport that goes to our seven export elevators in the Lower Columbia River, all dependent on rail and barging. 40% of the wheat that arrives for export is by barge, 60% is by rail. Not only do those two forms compete against one another to help keep the transport price as reasonable as possible, but it gives not only the shipper but the exporter two incredibly reliable forms of transport for receiving wheat to keep ourselves competitive here on the Pacific Rim.
Which is what we need to be. David Sparks.